The man who shot and injured five people at a congressional baseball practice in Alexandria last week, including Majority Whip Steve Scalise, appears to have acted alone. That's according to new information from the FBI. I'm Michaela Lefrak with WAMU 88.5 News. It's still not clear what motivated James Thomas Hodgkinson to shoot more than 60 rounds at Republican lawmakers and staffers in Alexandria's Delray neighborhood. Hodgkinson was fatally wounded by law enforcement at the scene. FBI Special Agent Timothy Slater says Hodgkinson was unemployed, running out of money, and in a troubled marriage.
You know, I think he was struggling in a lot of aspects of his life, and it was just a pattern of life where you could tell things were not going well for Tom.
Hodgkinson, who went by Tom, had rented a storage unit in Alexandria that he visited daily. Inside the unit, investigators found more than 200 rounds of ammunition, rifle components, and a laptop. His guns were purchased legally. Slater says the FBI found no direct threats of violence against members of Congress in Hodgkinson's social media.
The shooter made numerous posts espousing anti-Republican views. However, those posts appear to be First Amendment protected rights.
Authorities also found a list with the names of six members of Congress on Hodgkinson's body. The FBI does not believe it was a hit list and has not released the names. Meanwhile, Congressman Steve Scalise remains hospitalized in fair condition. The baseball field where the shooting occurred has also reopened. Little Leaguers played their first game on the field last night. For WAMU, I'm Michaela Lefrak.